Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with Mental Toughness Blog. Well, I just returned from Los Angeles, where I spoke to 8,000 really excited professionals in the at the World Financial Convention at Los Angeles Convention Center. And I just want to share something with you guys that I shared with them. And I've been on a speaking tour here. I'm on the tour here for about another 3 weeks or so, running around the country. And I'm telling this to every audience. And I just want to share this with you for your consideration. See what you think. We call this little piece we do with Fortune 500 companies, worst case scenario. And here it is on the economy. And see what you think of this. I say that with all this fear that's being perpetuated about the economy, I know it's crazy out there. I know it's wild. I mean, we've all lost a certain amount of wealth and that type of thing, and it's kind of crazy. But to stay in a fear-based consciousness 24/7 that's being fed by the mass media is really crazy. And in terms of mental toughness, which of course is all about directing your mental energy, this is the worst thing any of us can do. So worst case scenario, we say is, what's the worst thing that can happen if the economy sinks further? I mean, truthfully, are we all going to die? No. Are we all going to be living on the street? I wouldn't bet on it. The worst thing that can happen is we're going to have to fight harder to get what we want. But let me ask you a serious question. Haven't you been fighting your whole life to get where you are today? Of course you have. So have I. So has everybody else. I mean, very few people are born with a silver spoon. So if we know how to fight and all we're looking at is a tougher fight than we have currently, maybe it's not. Maybe the mass media is overblowing this and we're on our way out of it. But let's just say worst case scenario, we're not. We've got a fight on our hands. That's all it is. It's going to get a little bit tougher maybe. And if it does, we're ready because we know how to fight. This is something we know how to do. I mean, it's like I was telling the group in Los Angeles the other day. This reminds me of being in Europe speaking after 9/11. I was in Europe a couple weeks after 9/11 speaking, and I kept getting the same question from the European audiences. Do you think America will fall? Do you think America will implode from the inside and self-destruct? And this is the answer I gave them, and I'll offer it to you. America is a champion. And there's something about champions I learned a long time ago. Never, ever underestimate a champion. You can kick them, you can beat them, you can discourage them, you can reject them, and they just keep coming. And that's America, and that's a lot of other countries in the world. I know this is a very international blog, and we have people listening from all over the world. We're champions. We're champions in a free market economy, and that's the people who listen to this blog anyway. So it's not just America. It's all of us that are in this crazy situation together. And I say if the worst case scenario is we have to fight harder to get what we want, something we all know how to do, then so what? So what? I mean, yeah, it's a little inconvenient. Yeah, it might be a pain. Yeah, we've lost some wealth. Are we going to lose more sleep over this? I mean, do we really want to live our lives in a consciousness of fear? I don't. I'm not going to. I'm not participating. I would just ask that you'd consider doing the exact same thing. Now, most of the world is going to. They're going to want to walk around in fear until someone on television says it's okay to come up for air. I don't want to live like that, especially if this goes on for a while. I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to keep directing my mental energy toward love, abundance, and gratitude, just like the great ones do. And when I get off track, which I'm going to, being the recovering middle-class thinker I am, and probably always will be, I'm going to get back on track. And I'm going to ask you to consider doing the same thing. Why waste any of more of our time living in a fear-based consciousness? Because all we're really looking at is a bigger fight. You know what? We've won before. We'll win again. That's mental toughness. I mean, that's world-class performance in my mind. Something for your consideration. Wanted to throw it out there. Hope it makes sense. Love to hear your comments on this. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebold.